You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So negotiation isn't just for boardrooms. It's a life skill every woman should master. Whether it's asking for a raise, navigating family dynamics, or advocating for oneself, negotiation skills can lead to powerful outcomes. So how can women develop these skills and negotiate like the queens they are without losing their authenticity along the way? We are joined on the line by Sister Lydia, who's going to be helping us with this one so we can see how we can be best negotiators as women. Sister Lydia Murubwandi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm good.
I'm impressed with you, Andrea.
I'm trying. You know, I'm trying. I know two words. Yeah.
We need to make it three.
Okay. Yeah, I know the Murubwandi and then Tiribwino. No, it's four. Yeah, Murubwandi, Tiribwino, and Zikomo. Ah, bona.
Okay.
We now make it four.
I'm just wondering which one I should teach you. Oh, I'll teach you to say I love you, Nyanja, and we say it, Nikukonda.
Yes. Nikukonda.
Yes.
Husband, Nikukonda. Because I know he's listening. Thank you. The next thing he'll be wanting me to say it like that every time. Yeah. We don't know. But you know,
what?
I'm going to negotiate with him so I don't say it all the time, right? Because he's thinking about all things negotiations, right? He's already commenting. This is Lydia. I'm fine. Okay. All right. Just bring it back. Thank you, you know, for coming through as we speak about all things, you know, women being, you know, negotiators, their negotiations. Before we start, I'm going to ask that you please do offer a word of prayer.
All right, sure. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, Lord, we come to you again at this hour, Lord. If you do not speak to us, Jehovah God, nothing will really add up. But we ask for your Holy Spirit that will guide us in this topic of negotiations. Jehovah God, even as we learn it in the corporate sense, may it also bring glory and honor to your name, Jehovah Master. May you speak to us, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. Hey, I know that, yeah, we are negotiators because we tend to speak more than the other gender. So what barriers, you know, do we face as women often, you know, when we are in negotiations, you know, and how can we overcome those? I know issues sometimes of self-doubt, you know, come into play, but how can we overcome those?
Okay, I think one of the biggest barriers we face in our everyday lives is the fact that people look down upon us and they don't believe in our abilities.
Okay.
Very few times do we find that people believe in the abilities that women have. So sometimes, you know, when you're trying to negotiate this deal, already they're doubting, will this person do it? It's like you're in an interview and you are talking about how well you can do it, and then already the person interviewing you just looks like and even when they come to the part of the salary and they're asking you how much do you expect, and they're saying your price even before you negotiate for it, it's like they're doubting, are we going to give her this?
Yeah.
Can she come up to the expectations we are looking for? And so I think one of the biggest barriers is the fact that very few people believe that we can do it. And the only way I feel we can overcome these barriers is by proving that we can do it.
Yeah.
Speaking about it may not be enough. Quite right, we can always say, I can do it. I can meet this task. I can work under these conditions. But only until we prove it and remove the laissez-faire also, because sometimes I feel we are confounded by these sayings and we prove people right. That's why sometimes they don't believe in us. But how about proving them wrong when they don't believe in us and we just show them that, okay, actually, I have the power to do it. I think it's the best way to negotiate. In as much as we can speak it, because as women we speak, but in as much as we speak it, how about also showing it in our actions and rising up to the challenge?
So how can we now prepare, you know, effectively? Because as you're saying that the moment we step in, you know, a lot of things happen there. How can we now prepare to for an effective negotiation, you know, to boost our confidence, should I do research or should I prepare? If for example, if it's a salary negotiation, should I prepare, you know, with my work of portfolio? If it's in the house, guys, do we even negotiate with our husbands? Well, if we do, if you do, you know, how now do you prepare to go and negotiate that husband? Né? That bag, I understand, is 5,000 rand, but I really need it. You know, how do you prepare to negotiate for those such things?
Okay, I think the best way to prepare is, again, how bad do you want it? And also having so much knowledge about it. If I'm going to prepare to negotiate over a salary increment, I should have my data in check.
Okay.
I should be able to stand out and speak about why I deserve it. And the only way I will speak about how I deserve it is because I have the knowledge.
Okay.
I have the experiences about using what I have within myself.
Well,
even if I'm going to negotiate for that bank, trust me, I'm going to bring so many things that I know of interest to you. But how will I know what is of interest to you, sis, if I don't have knowledge about you? So I'm really going to study you just because if I know my sister here likes this and that, and the first thing I'll start with, how about we take this drink of yours? Then I start. Then I dive into it. So it's about really understanding the environment before us. Yes. And if I'm going to negotiate in the business sphere, probably this is a brand I'm bringing out. First and foremost, I'm going to understand also in the market. And how best do the people know about it? And I will make them aware of what is in the environment. Then you will see how we should buy short. So I feel knowledge, in as much as we are so lazy to acquire it, is so much power at the end of the day.
Okay.
Yeah, when we have the knowledge, we will know how to navigate through and we will know where to start. And it also helps us understand probably the weakness at that point. I'm like, here, there, let's start there.
So looking at, you know, because we love experiences and we love people that, you know, share, you know, their stories and stuff like that. Do you or do you know anyone, you know, who held a successful negotiation? You know, like that, you know, an experience that you can share that maybe someone, you know, they said this, this is what they were negotiating for and this is how it went. Or you yourself, Sister Lydia, you negotiated for something and how it worked, so that, you know, we can encourage someone out there saying, bon, we're not just speaking theory. This thing actually does, you know, help.
Yeah, like I said this initially, even before we enter the negotiation, we must also look at what is at stake. If I get through this negotiation, what do I achieve? And that becomes your driving force.
Okay.
Just in your question that you asked, I'm reminded of this lady, a Dorcas lady from my church, and she says at the time she's getting married, she doesn't have so much knowledge about not marrying a non-believer.
Okay.
And she only finds out more about marrying an unbeliever when she is in the marriage. And it's a scenario where one is going to church on the Sabbath and the other one is going on Sunday. And she looks at her little children as they grow. And for her, her driving force was, if I were to die today, these children would be lost because this man would take them with him.
Yeah.
And with her, she put it upon herself that she will make sure God speaks to this man so that even if she dies, she knows her children are safe. So again, what is your driving force? And as we speak today, this man is a baptized member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And all her children, we actually interact with her children every day. I don't feel, even if she died today, they would leave the church. And it's about having something that would drive. Because for her, each and every time she looked at her children, she said, I don't know when I die, but if I die today, these children will be lost because this man does not know the God I serve. And that was her driving force. And I feel even as we develop these negotiation skills, what's our driving force? What are we trying to achieve? What are the benefits at the end of the day? Because for me, this was so, I look at it and I'm like, okay, how rarely we can even sit and think about the fact that we might die at any moment and what will be over our children. And for her, she had to prepare. But she says, even when I die, I must die knowing that my children will remain safe regardless of all the odds.
Sure. So how can we now, you know, practice negotiation or negotiating, you know, in our everyday situation? And how would that benefit, women? And also how would that help them when the stakes now are high? Saying that I've been practicing this every day, now that this situation is facing me, then now, you know, I know how to go about it.
I think how it's going to benefit us, I think it attracts us to larger opportunities. You know, each and every day of your life, if you're not settling for less, you will realize that even the opportunities increase. Because imagine in this particular office, I am being offered so minimal, but I refuse to get the minimal. And yes. I speak of the fact of how I deserve this much. And not only speaking, by the way, I prove that. So negotiation may not just be through speech, but it should also be through action. And I think collaborate with each other. So in as much as I'm going to speak about it, how are my actions at the end of the day? And I feel one of the benefits is it's going to attract us to larger opportunities. You know, where someone's about to point you to this and then someone comes out and speaks for you. I remember how it was then. I feel she's got the ability. And we also attract people to believe in us because we have negotiated our way through our speech and through our actions, and people know this one. You know where there is a deficit and they're looking for, where is Daniel? This one is able to take it up. Yes, it looks like a big assignment, but you don't know her abilities. We have seen it. And I feel like it takes us and puts us out there. You know, God has not called us to minimal expectations. And we have to aim that we do the very best each and every opportunity we are given. We should never look down upon anything. Even as small as it is, do your best. You don't know what it does for you tomorrow.
Yes. I love that. So as we near the end, Sister Lydia, you know, to our listeners at home, if you do want to engage with us, the number is +27734703520. So what resources or strategies, you know, can help women out there improve their negotiation skills over time? There are those that shame when they have to negotiate. You see, June, July, we call it June, July, the shivering enters them. They can't, they even lose their voice. But when they are not negotiating perfect, articulate, you know, they can even win an argument. But when it now comes to them negotiating things that affect their life, everything, they just go back. So what strategies or resources can they use, you know, to make sure that when that time comes, they know how to best negotiate for what they want?
Okay, I think first and foremost, we need to be confident about what we want.
Mm.
You know, some things we might have not have gotten today because of how we sold ourselves. You know, where we actually had the qualification, we actually had the data, but how we sold ourselves and someone was doubting, what they managed. I think we need to develop so much confidence in ourselves. You know, there's sometimes when you speak, even what you're speaking, you are not confident about it, but the way you speak is able to attract the next person. But if for starters you yourself don't even sound like you believe what you are saying, will not help you. But I think one of the important skills in negotiating is also having the confidence. One, in yourself, and two, even as you sell yourself out, as you tell that person, I feel I can do it, they should be able to read it through for you more than what they hear. It's about how you're going to sell yourself and also developing different strategies.
Okay.
I'm reminded of this story of this boy who fundraises for his project, and when he goes house to house, he starts with a larger note, and when he realizes that people are not willing, he keeps dropping it until, you know, to a certain degree they realize, okay, this boy is not giving up. And this boy knows what he wants. And we learned that at the end of the day, he was able to reach his targets. So the whole idea of starting with a higher note was just to convince you that I just want you to give me something. But initially, he was looking for smaller notes. And it's about having knowledge and strategies that will help us stand out there, and that will convince the next person. And by the way, this strategies, again, remember, they should bring glory and honor to God. Let us not negotiate and give our bodies away because I need to get this. And now we are sinning against God. But we ought to do everything. Remember, 2 Corinthians says, whatever we do, it ought to be to the glory of God. So even as we put ourselves out there, not forgetting, is God happy? And when we also engage God in these different strategies, there's a way he comes through. There's a way he comes through, even when you did not realize it. Do your part and also rely on him. I don't know how much I can emphasize that when we rely on him, he comes through and he even gives us capabilities that we never possessed. Because no one is inborn professional. No one just wakes up and they've got these abilities. It's about looking to a higher power that will help us even explore and discover these abilities that God has placed in us, and we'll be able to sell them out there, even in the corporate world as women, and we'll be able to stand out.
I love that. So as we wrap up, Sis Lydia, any words of advice you want to give to women?
I think as women, let's do our best. Let's go beyond our comfort zone. Let's just do our best. Every assignment we are given, let us look at it as an opportunity from God to show his power as well. It should not just be, this is it's just an assignment. Let me just do it anyways. Let's not just aim at passing time and doing it. But how do you do it at the end of the day? How best do you do it? Will someone remember how best you did it? Even tomorrow, will they remember, okay, there's a way she did it and it impacted a life? Let us aim to impact a life each and every day and each and every opportunity we have.
Yeah.
These are my closing words.
Yes. Thank you, sis. I'm going to ask that before you go, please do offer a word of prayer as well.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, Lord, we thank you for these meaningful conversations that you allow us to have in this hour, Jehovah God. Lord, we ask that may you help us stand out in these different opportunities as women. And Lord, if we do not have the opportunity in the first place, we cannot stand out. Hence, we ask that may you provide the opportunities, Jehovah God, because you are the provider, O Lord. Father, Lord, we call upon your Holy Spirit throughout this day that they may inspire each and every conversation that we have as the world of ministry, that they may speak to even one soul, Jehovah God, at the verge of giving up, that you are still there and that you are still fighting with different battles for our lives, O Lord. We thank you for being with us in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Lydia, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed, blessed day.
Thank you. Do have a blessed day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.